We want to welcome the King of Glory. And it's like I told a pastor one day, I was preaching on something, and I said that, you know, this little boy stood in the corner, and the teacher was trying to make him sit down. He said, "That's fine. I'll stand up in the corner, but I'm sitting down in my mind." So you're standing up this morning. Amen. Welcome this morning. Let's just lift our hands and welcome the King of Glory. It says, "Lift up you door, everlasting doors, and invite the King of Glory to come in." Amen. And we welcome you here today, Holy Spirit. We welcome back our pastors and today. Amen. God is good. All the time. Make sure you get a Sunday handout. There's a lot of good stuff in there, okay? Make sure you get the Sunday handout and read it after you get it. I labor over this, people. With travail in my mouth. Hallelujah. But make sure you get what it has, all the good stuff in there. We have a lot of good things happening today. We have a Gideon speaker today. Amen. I got a word for you. We're going to do praise and worship and worship the Lord and get our souls built up to go out and win somebody to the Lord this week. Amen. The Bible tells us in Psalms, "Come, let us sing for joy to the Lord. Let us shout aloud to the rock of our salvation. Let us come before him with thanksgiving and extol him with music and song." And if you need to dance or run, you can do that too. Amen? "For the King is the great God. The Lord is the great God, the great King above all gods. In his hands are the depths of the earth, and the mountain peaks belong to him. The sea is his, for he made it, and his hands formed the dry land. Come, let us bow down and worship. Let us kneel before the Lord our Maker, for he is our God, and we are the people of his pasture, the flock under his care. Today, if you hear his voice, do not harden your hearts as they did in Manasseh in the desert." And that's not the Psalms that I was wanting to read. But it was good, wasn't it? Let's go on over here to Psalms 96. We might read 97, too. Well, it all started out with singing. "Sing to the Lord a new song. Sing to the Lord all the earth. Sing to the Lord and praise his name." That's still good, ain't it? "Sing to the Lord and praise his name. Proclaim his salvation day after day. Declare his glory among the nation and his marvelous deeds among all peoples. For great is the Lord and most worthy of praise. He is to be feared above all gods, for all the gods of the nations are idols. But the Lord made the heavens. Splendor and majesty are before him. Strength and glory are in his sanctuary. And you are the sanctuary of the Lord. You are the temple of God." Amen. "Ascribe to the Lord, O families of nations. Ascribe to the Lord glory and strength. Ascribe to the Lord the glory due his name. And bring an offering and come into his courts. Worship the Lord in the splendor of his holiness. Tremble before him, all the earth. Say among the nation, the Lord reigns. The world is firmly established and it cannot be moved. He will judge the people with equity. Let the heavens rejoice. Let the earth be glad. Let the sea resound and all that's in it. Let the fields be jubilant and everything in them. Then all the trees of the forest will sing for joy. They will sing before the Lord, for he comes. He will come to judge the earth. He will judge the world in righteousness and the peoples in truth." Don't let no rock cry out for you today. Amen. Don't let no tree blow in the breeze your praise today. Amen. You lift your hand and you praise God, but he is good all the time. Amen. Be blessed today.
Woo! Good morning, church. How are we doing this morning? How are everybody good this morning? Oh, we are getting much better. Hallelujah. Let's say that again. Everybody good this morning? Yeah, that's right. We come to praise the Lord this morning. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Heavenly Father, just thank you right now for this assembly today, Lord God. You chose this day for us, Lord God. You make this way possible. And I just thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. Yeah. this song? Here we go, y'all. All creations cries to you. So worshiping in spirit and in truth. Glory to the faithful one, Jesus Christ, God's Son. All creations give you praise. You alone are truly great. God who reigns for eternity. For eternity. God is great and his praise fills the earth, it fills the heavens, and your name will be praised to all the world. God is great, sing his praise, all the earth and all the heavens, cause we're living for the glory of your name, the glory of your name. All to you, O God, we bring. See, Jesus, teach us. Jesus, teach us how to live. And let your fire.
Sing holy.
Mighty God, amen. Hallelujah. Your gaze be lifted up. Tell everyone how great the love. The love come down from heaven's gate to kiss the earth with hope and grace. Sing,
who is this King of glory? The Lord, strong and mighty. Who is this King of glory, the Lord, strong and mighty.
Lift up your hands, be lifted up. Let the redeemed declare the love. And we bow down at heaven's gate to get feet of hope and grace. Sing,
who is this King of glory? The Lord, strong and mighty. Who is this King of glory? The Lord, strong and mighty.
Here we go, y'all.
There is one God, He is holy. There is one Lord over everything. There is one King, He is Jesus, King of glory, strong and mighty. There is one God, He is holy. There is one Lord over everything. There is one King, He is Jesus, King of glory, strong and mighty. You are glory, the Lord, strong and mighty. You are the King of glory, the Lord, strong and mighty. You are the King of glory, the Lord, strong and mighty. You are the King of glory, the Lord, strong and mighty.
Hallelujah. Did y'all understand that one?
Yeah.
We all understood that, right?
Do it again, buddy.
Right?
Do it again.
All understood that, right?
Do it again. Do it
Hallelujah.
Again.
You know what I like? The best part it says, sing.
Who is this King of glory? The Lord, strong and mighty. Who is this King of glory? The Lord, strong and mighty.
Lift up your hands, be lifted up. Let the redeemed declare the love. And we bow down at heaven's gate to kiss the feet of hope and grace. Sing,
who is this King of glory? The Lord, strong and mighty. Who is this King of glory? The Lord, strong
Amen. Hallelujah. I just thank you, Jesus. Woo. I just thank you, Lord. You know, I love it, church, when we praise. I love it when we all participate. I love it when we get our praise on. Amen. Hallelujah. I just thank you, Jesus. Woo. Yes, I just thank you, Father. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. None at all. Exactly right. Thank you, Jesus.
Good news of great joy for every woman and every man. Assigned to you, a baby born in Bethlehem.
Come and worship, do not be afraid.
A company of angels, glory in the highest, and on the earth a peace among those whom his favor rest.
Come and worship, do not be afraid.
Oh no,
my soul, magnifies the Lord, my soul.
Born unto us a son is given. Let every heart be very strong. Let every nation under heaven
come and worship. Do not be afraid.
Oh no,
my soul magnifies. Lord, my soul magnifies the Lord. He has done great things for me, great things for me. Say, my soul magnifies the Lord, my soul magnifies the Lord. He has done great things.
There will be no way. He'll establish it with his righteousness, and he shall reign on David's throne, and his name shall be from this day on
a wonderful counselor,
and his name shall be
excited anymore when I bring the name of the Lord up in front of people. Oh, it just rocks me. It does. Because I know without a shadow of a doubt that I'm helping somebody. Amen. That I am leading somebody closer to salvation if they've not been saved already. Hallelujah. If that's not what we're supposed to be doing while we're in here. Hallelujah. That is exactly what we come to church for, is to praise the Lord and to take what we've learned back out there. Because out there is where they are. Amen. If everybody was saved, we wouldn't be a need for a church. But, you know, the fruit was eaten. And from that point on, God had to take control and do his thing. Amen. Because all we had to do at one time was just walk in his presence. But now, we're able to do that. But it comes with the price now. Sin come into the world, and now we have to rid ourselves of sin, accept the Lord, be saved, and help God do his job. Amen? Hallelujah. Go. Say, my soul magnifies the Lord. Say, my soul magnifies the Lord. Y'all know why? He's done great things for me. He's done great things for me. He's done great things for me. He's done great things for me.
My soul, magnifies the Lord.
Oh, hallelujah. Say,
my soul magnifies the Lord. My soul magnifies the Lord.
Righteousness, and he shall reign on David's throne, and his name shall be from this day on a wonderful counselor, and his name shall be everlasting Father.
My soul magnifies the Lord. He's done great things for me. He's done great things for me. He's done great things for me. He's done great things for me.
Magnifies the Lord.
My soul magnifies the Lord. My soul magnifies the Lord. My soul magnifies the Lord. what, church? I don't have to bring this to your attention, but this song, to me, it says everything that I want to say sometimes and don't know how to put the words to it. You ever been in that position? I can sing this song and my heart just leaps with joy. It does.
Everyone should.
Every time I sing this song,
I think about, I can pinpoint one thing where I know that I shouldn't have been here.
That's right.
But God said that was
but
mine.
But God, that's right, Shirley.
But God
that's
said,
your word, Shirley. But
and I
God.
Think about that
that's
every
right.
time I sing the song and I look, I was like, people, think about the just one thing. I could think of thousands of times that I wasn't doing right. I should not be standing right here. But God said, that one's mine. And because I'm standing here, that one's here. That one's here. That one's here. I got one at home. She's sick, but she would be here. And that one's here. And how many lives does that one touch? And how many lives will that one touch? How many lives will she touch? That should get you excited. You shouldn't be able to stand still, y'all.
That's right.
You ought to be up raising your hands. You ought to be up throwing your hands up. Because, but
hallelujah.
God.
But God.
But God.
But God.
That one shouldn't be there. He should not be here. But
that's
God
right.
said,
but
I'm
God.
Not done.
No,
devil, I'm not done.
That's
you
right.
can't have it. That ought to get you up out of your chair. That ought to raise
hallelujah.
You up out of the bed in the morning. You ought to say, who can I touch today? And I know I get upset when Ricardo goes to Walmart and he's talking. I'm thinking, I got 1,000 things to do. But if that 1 second that he can touch that one life, that might be the one life that touches the millions, the nations. Who am I to stand in that way? Who am I? But God.
But God.
My soul
Amen.
Magnifies the Lord.
Yes, it does. Oh, hallelujah. About time, ain't it? It's about time. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Say, God, you have done great things. Say, you give grace to the weak and bless the brokenhearted with the song of praise to sing. You reached down and lifted us up. You came running looking for us. And now there's nothing and no one beyond your love. You're the overflow. You're the fountain of my heart. So let your mercy rain. Let your mercy rain on us. Let's do that one more time. Say, God, you have done great things. You give grace to the weak. And bless the brokenhearted with the song of praise to sing. You reached down and lifted us up. You came running looking for us. And now there's nothing and no one beyond your love. Your love. You're the
Hughes was known as the drug addict. There was a time when nobody thought that there was any hope for him. But I tell you what, God gets a hold of somebody and there's hope. There was a time in the life of Saul, that the church was having to hide from him, and God got a hold of him. We just read yesterday or this morning one where Paul says, you know, I don't know why, God, I don't know why you gave me your grace, he said, but you know what, I was the worst of worst. I'm the least of all the apostles, he said. But you know what? But grace, God's grace. So I don't know who you think can't be reached for God, but it's not true. Every person can be reached by God, and He knows how to do it. Amen.
Now, God, you have done great things.
One more time.
You give grace to the weak and bless the brokenhearted with the song of praise to sing. You reach down and lifted us up. You came running looking for us. And now there's nothing.
You know, my mom, she iterated just a moment ago on what God has done for me. You know, I think about it times. Sometimes I have to look back to see where I come from to keep going the way I'm heading. You know what I'm saying? Because now, instead of people crossing the street to get away from it, people will cross the street just to get to me. And that's so awesome. This is not a brag, it's a testimony, amen. You know, I wallered in the hog pen. Matter of fact, the hogs didn't want to be around me. Well, that's the truth. It's the truth. When the people you run with, when you get to the point to where they don't want to be around you, that's pretty bad. And that's just the truth. The truth will set you free. And I found the truth, and now I'm free, amen. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. I just thank you, Lord. You know, it's time to take our offering up, amen? Love to give to the Lord, hallelujah. The book of Malachi says that every time you give, He'll open up the windows of heaven and pour you out such a blessing, amen? Woo, I like that. I like that. You know, these scriptures are beginning to come to me. They are. You know, I know what they say, but I just can't get the words right sometimes. You think I will?
Even Paul said at one point somewhere it says.
That's right. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you. Heavenly Father, I just thank you right now for this offering, Lord God, to be administered, to be sent, to be done with what's supposed to be done with, Lord God. And I thank you for the givers, Lord God. just like I mentioned a moment ago, when they give, the windows of heaven will become open to them, Lord God. There will always be food in the storehouse for them, Lord God. And I just thank you for that in Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You know, one of these days, I will really work hard at trying to preach a sermon. I am. I'm going to just, one of these days. You reckon God will give me that grace? Hallelujah. Just picking, y'all. I'm just cutting up. I got to have a little fun. If I don't have fun, ain't no point in me being up here. Thank you, Lord.
Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death,
your perfect love is casting out fears.
And even when I'm caught in the middle of the storms of this life, I won't turn back, I know you are near,
and I will fear no evil, for my God is with me. And if my God is with me, whom then shall I fear?
Laverne was there praying over me, and she said she didn't know why they hadn't left yet. But after I had the heart attack and she was there, she said then she knew. So I'm very grateful to be here, and he never lets go.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. You know, he said you walk through the shadow of death. That doesn't mean, you know, even if you walk through death, that doesn't mean you don't come back. Amen. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death,
your perfect love is casting out fear.
Come on now. And even when I'm caught in the middle of the storms of this life,
I won't turn back, I know you are near.
Why?
And I will fear no evil, for my God is with me. My God is with me.
Come on.
Whom then shall I fear? Whom then shall I fear?
We're singing.
Oh no, you never let go through the calm and through the storm. Oh no, you never let go every high and every low. Oh no, you never let go, Lord. You never let go of me.
And I can see a light that is coming for the heart that holds on.
A glorious light beyond all compare.
And there will be an end to these troubles, but until that day comes,
we'll live to know you here on the earth, and I will fear no evil, for my God is with me. And if my God is with me,
come on,
whom
yet shall I fear? Whom yet shall I fear?
We're singing,
oh no, you never let go. Through the calm and through the storms, oh no, you never let go. Every high and every low, oh no, you never let go, Lord. You never let go of me. For the heart that holds on, and there will be an end to these troubles. But until that day comes, oh, still I will praise you, Lord. Still I will praise you, Lord. Oh, we're singing, oh no, you never let go.
Through the calm and through the storms,
oh no, you never let go.
Every high and every low,
oh no, you never let go, Lord.
You never let go of me, yes, oh. We're singing,
oh no, you never let go. Through the calm and through the storms, oh no, you never let go. Every high and every low, oh no, you never let go, Lord. You never let go of me. You never let go of me, Lord. You never let go of me, Lord.
Hallelujah. I just thank you. You may.
You know, I've been thinking, you know, about people and their testimonies and things like that. And of course, you know, God's always been in my life since I can remember. But I just wanted to let people know that sometimes it's just as simple as just believing. Because, you know, some people don't have big, wonderful testimonies that they were in drugs or that they almost died or whatever. But everybody in this room, even if you're a little kid and think, well, what's happened to me since I've been in school? Nothing. You've got a testimony. Because Jesus is in your life, or knocking at your door to get in your life. And just like me, of course, yeah, I was run over by a car when I was 2, and, you know, I could have died, wasn't supposed to live past 6, and if I did, couldn't walk and talk and be a vegetable and all that stuff. But the thing is, back then, I don't remember it. I mean, I remember when I got older and still had to go through surgeries and stuff. I remember all that stuff. But when it was really life and death, I don't remember. But just because I don't remember doesn't mean it didn't happen. Doesn't mean that God didn't do something for me. You know, and I just want to let people know that you don't have to have some big horrific thing God saved you from. You're here. God got you out of sin. And maybe it's not a big, huge sin, but sin is sin. It doesn't really matter. And I just wanted to let you know that God's a good God, but God, and all that.
Hallelujah. I just thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Brother Bob. Thank you, praise and worship team.
Let me read a couple of passages of Scripture before I talk about why I'm really up here. I'm going to read out of 2 Kings 21, starting with verse 11. And I'm going to move along, just point out some things. It says, "Now the Lord spoke through his servants, the prophets, saying, because Manasseh, king of Judah, has done these abominations, having done more wickedly than all the Amorites did who were before him, and has also made Judah sin with his idols, therefore, thus says the Lord, the God of Israel, behold, I am bringing such calamity on Jerusalem and Judah that whoever hears it, both his ears will tingle." Then I'm going to go on, and Manasseh died. obviously Manasseh did more evil than practically anybody. Manasseh died, and his son Ammon became king. And for 2 years, he followed in his footsteps of his dad, did more evil. And then, let me ask a question. How many 8-year-olds do we have in the congregation? Anybody? Eight. I want you to think about this. All right, would you be willing to be king over a country? What if the country said, we'll make you king? We're tired of what we're going through. We're tired of all this. I mean, I think Israel, they had to get a different mindset to accept an 8-year-old as a king. They were ready. I mean, you might say they had a tremendous awakening to do that. And Josiah was 8 years old when he became king. And he did right in the sight of the Lord. Doesn't say he did right when he was 25, but he did right. Then it goes on and says, in the 18th year, they discovered the Bible again. They discovered the law again. And he had it read before the people, and he tore his clothes. He didn't know what was in that. And he wept and tore his clothes. I mean, he really had an awakening. Well, I just wanted to point that out a little bit before I read something else. Because I'm out in the world a little bit and around people, and man, do I hear people cursing the darkness right now. And let me read something to you. And everybody's heard this. At least they've heard the first three verses of it. This is 1 Timothy 2, 1 through 6, not 1 through 3. First of all, then I urge that entreaties and prayers, petitions and thanksgivings be made on behalf of all men, for kings and all who are in authority, so that we may lead a tranquil and quiet life in all godliness and dignity. This is good and acceptable in the sight of God our Savior. And that's usually where we stop. Here's verse 4. Who desires all men to be saved and to come to the knowledge of the truth? What's the truth? For there is one God and one mediator also between God and men, the man Christ Jesus, who gave himself a ransom for all, the testimony given at the proper time. And we need to pray for our leaders. Yeah, why? So they'll come to the knowledge of the truth. And right now, all this cursing going on, you know, if you're a Democrat, you're cursing this Republican. If you're a Republican, you're cursing the Democrat. If you're an Independent, you're cursing both of them. You know, right now, I pray every day. And I know I'm praying with thousands of believers. And we pray, Lord, according to 1 Timothy 2, 1 through 6, we believe we receive born-again, Spirit-led people in every position of authority at every level of government in America. Federal, state, local. I mean, if I don't believe my prayers are working, can God, didn't we just say nobody's beyond the love of God? So, I mean, we got candidates now, and we need to be praying. And I'm praying. I believe we're going to receive a man who will stand on the White House balcony, lift his hands and praise God, and doesn't care who sees him. We believe we're going to see leaders just like Daniel who don't care who hears them pray or what they think about it. We believe we receive an awakening. Now, awakening doesn't come overnight. If you study our history, revivals take generations. But right now, I think about the 8-year-olds in this congregation. You need to be praying. Your 8-year-old generation is not going to be deceived by the devil and cursed. If you're 15, your 15-year-old generation is not going to be taken away. You're 20-year-old. Now, I'm 70 years old. I'm in the different generation than most of you. But everybody can stand up and say, what do I believe? No, you're never going to let go of us. Well, okay. And we just stand up. Anyway, I say all that to say that I've got voter guides back there on the table for this coming election Tuesday. And you can read them. And I mean, I'm not telling you how to vote. But I believe, one of my things I pray every day, I believe we have the biggest majority of Christian voters voting righteousness we've ever had in our nation. An awakening is going on. And it's time, I mean the church, it's time for the church to come out. I mean, for some of the things I've seen in our nation, we might as well have been an underground church. I mean, China has more influence on their government than we do. And it's time to stop that. So when you vote, you cast your seed, and those voter guides, I mean, you can read through them, and I've never seen so many people running for offices and different things. But anyway, it'll tell you some things. This comes from the Kentucky voter guide. But anyway, I wanted to just tell you about that. And, I just think, wow, if 8-year-olds can begin to see how they can change the nation, we're in good hands.
Okay. We're going to recognize our graduates.